Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday declared a state of emergency in 10 provinces devastated by two earthquakes that killed more than 7,200 people and left a trail of destruction across a wide area of southern Turkey and neighboring Syria. A day after the quakes hit, rescue workers in harsh conditions struggled to dig people out of the rubble of collapsed buildings. Rescuers are racing to find survivors after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake and multiple aftershocks that struck eastern Turkey and neighboring Syria, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the eastern Turkey town of Nodagi, grief-stricken residents pass by a truck where dead bodies are. Ali Silo has retrieved the bodies of four Syrians who had lived there, including two of his relatives, from the rubble of their collapsed homes. Silo says, "We were able to escape. Thank God nothing happened to us." He and other residents had worked to lift the debris and recover the bodies on their own. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Denmark, Germany, and the Netherlands will pull funds to restore at least 100 old Leopard 1 tanks from industry stocks and supply them to Ukraine, according to a joint statement published Tuesday. The decision was announced as new German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius visited Kyiv, where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky and his counterpart. Quote, "This will happen in stages until summer 20 to 25 and until the end of the year up to 80. Within the first months of 2024, we want to reach 100 Leopard 1 tanks. Details of the deal still need to be worked out." This is VOA News. Russia has vowed continued support for Mali's military government and efforts against Islamist militants as Moscow seeks to shore up relations with its allies amid Western isolation because of its invasion of Ukraine. Annie Reisenberg reports from Bamako.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke in Bamako Tuesday alongside his Malian counterpart, Foreign Minister Abdoulaye Diop. Lavrov is visiting Mali after months of increasing cooperation between Russia and Mali following France's withdrawal from the country last year. Mali has been fighting an Islamist insurgency for more than a decade. Since France's withdrawal, the Malian government has denied claims that it is working with mercenaries and claimed only to work with official Russian instructors. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Opponents of France's controversial pension reform plan sought to keep up the momentum on a third day of protests and strikes, but the numbers taking to the streets were down on the previous week. President Emmanuel Macron's bid to raise the retirement age has sparked immense opposition from unions, the left, and the wider public, with previous protests on January 19th and 31st sparking mass demonstrations and walkouts. One in five American adults is expected to bet on Sunday's Super Bowl. It's the American Football Championship between the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. AP correspondent Rita Foley has the story.
50 million American adults plan to bet on the Super Bowl, wagering $16 billion in all, says the gambling industry. That's more than double the amount from last year as the legal sports betting market continues to grow. So, who are they betting on? The American Gaming Association survey finds they are evenly split, 44% like the Eagles and 44% like the Chiefs. Kickoff time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. President Joe Biden will face Republicans who question his legitimacy and a public concern about the country's direction in Tuesday's State of the Union speech that's expected to serve as a blueprint for a 2024 re-election bid. It's his first address to a joint session of Congress since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives. Biden is expected to explain how he is trying to reshape the post-pandemic economy, highlight massive infrastructure and inflation bills passed in 2022, and stress that a bitterly divided Congress can still make laws in the year ahead. Biden's public approval rating edged 1% higher to 41% in a Reuters poll that closed on Sunday. It's the lowest level of his presidency, with 65% of Americans saying they believe the country's on the wrong track. I'm Joe Ramsey.